No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Wednesday, September 30th. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. There are lots of reasons people choose not to live in the cities where they work. Cheaper housing, better schools, personal safety, perhaps. Sometimes you're just looking to put some distance between you and the 9-to-5, right? But in the Dallas Police Department, only one of five officers chooses to live in the city in which they serve. The rest live elsewhere, mostly suburbs. Same thing in Houston. Well, Dallas's mayor says police should have more of a personal stake in the cities they patrol. And today in Houston, city council is set to vote on a plan to try to convince more of their police officers to live in certain Houston zip codes. An extra $25,000 could be theirs if they did move, be payable over 3 years. Douglas Griffith is vice president of the Houston Police Officers Union. Doug, an extra $25,000 on top of a regular police salary, that's got to be pretty attractive, no?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
So you think that you or some of your colleagues might want to take up Houston on this possibility?
There's a possibility we are going to have some of our members that take advantage of this program. On a personal level, I'm not interested. My family's set where we are, and we're quite comfortable where we live now.
The possibility has been raised, I know in Dallas most certainly, that one could have a rule on the force that you can't be an officer unless you live in the city in which you serve. I mean, given the importance of police-community relations, you think that would be an unreasonable demand?
Yes, sir. And that the main reason behind that is we all have constitutional rights as to where we'd like to live, what we'd like to do. Mandating that an officer live within the city in which he patrols, I just believe that may violate that.
You know, the case that the Dallas mayor makes, though, is that he would like to see police have more of a stake in the welfare of the city, and that would mean, you know, living where they serve. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I mean, there's some added value to living within the city limits. I mean, we'd like to be able to vote on our mayor, but most of us don't live in the city, so we can't vote on the mayor. You have different issues that come up, though. Like you said, after you work all day long, the last thing you want to do is, once you get off duty, is to go home and have to worry about people banging on your door because they know you're a police officer.
Do you feel safe where you live?
Yes, sir.
But your safety is in a way ensured by the police department there, right? I mean, you're not counting on Houston police to protect you.
Correct. Correct. I live out in Harris County, and I live in a relatively quiet neighborhood. I mean, I can't name a single time when I've actually called the officers for something going on in my neighborhood.
I'm just curious. I mean, if police, do you feel like, you know, you're more safe because police in, you know, Harris County live in Harris County or not so much?
No, we have plenty of Harris County officers that live in the city. So, you know, it just depends on how your take is on that.
Yeah.
The issue with this program within itself, and our main concern about it, is the funding mechanism. If the city's going to come out of the general fund for this, we have no problem with that. Our issue is going to be, if they want 200 officers, they're going to pay them $25,000 apiece to move into the city, and it's coming out of HPD's budget. We could have a real issue there. I mean, we are 1,500 officers short currently. We have less officers now than we had in 2002, yet we got 250,000 people more in the city. So to try to provide the same police services is difficult. And somebody made the comment the other day that, hey, if they live within the city, it would make the city safer.
Hmm.
Well, there's no research to prove that. We don't have take-home cars in Houston, so it's not like you would know where a police officer lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can move in next door to anybody, collect my $25,000, and nobody ever know I'm a police officer. So the program itself seems more geared toward collecting taxes than it does actually community-oriented policing.
You mean recouping the money that they're spending on police just from property tax?
Correct.
What do you think it would take to get more police to live in Houston rather than the suburbs?
I think just a better school system. I know I wouldn't want my kids going to HSD schools. They are not ranked within, I don't even think they're ranked within the state. I mean, that's part of the issue. People with young kids don't want to come here and put their kids in HSD. There's too many issues. again, if I'm living, especially if I lived in the area where I patrolled, I would have a concern for my family's safety, especially in the current climate today with the people that want to bash us every time we turn around.
So in other words, you would be concerned living in a city that you police because of retribution?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Especially if you patrolled the area in which you live, which is very similar to what they would like to have.
Douglas Griffith is vice president of the Houston Police Officers Union. Doug, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.